Hello and welcome to The City. This is episode 8 of Arcade City's podcast. I'm Matt Stevens and I'm here with Martin Aykroyd.
Hello.
How's it going?
Very well.
It's just the two of us this week, unfortunately. Paul and Warwick couldn't make it, so we'll try and be nice and cheery as we go through, but this will probably be a short one, and we contemplated not doing one at all. But we thought, you know, we'll keep some content. There are some things to talk about, seeing as we haven't had a podcast for 2 weeks, So there's some stuff to talk about anyway. Let's just get straight into the news, shall we?
Yep.
Right, so there's, a lot's happened, but I sort of rounded up the things that looked pretty interesting. Telltale's Game of Thrones Episode 2 trailer was released, and that's out on the 3rd of February. Have you played any? You're playing the.
Playing Wolf Among Us.
Have you got past Episode 1 yet?
No.
Well, you need to get on with it.
I got GTA and Far Cry.
That's not a Telltale game.
Yeah, but I got them like literally a week after you gave me Wolf Among Us, and there was only going to be one.
I can.
But I am actually really enjoying it. I think I'm going to, rather than watch TV before I go to bed,
play some Telltale games.
Yeah, because it doesn't take a lot.
No.
I just got to press a couple buttons every now and then.
You
try not to slap the frog in front of his son, and that's all good.
Not in front of this boy, will you? Cork it, lay it out. It's pretty bad. What's his name? Frank, is it?
I can't even remember. That's how long ago it was.
Bigby, you're fucking bleeding me here.
That's my plan.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Telltale's Game of Thrones. It's quite cheap, actually, if you buy the whole thing on the PlayStation Store. I think the season pass is like 15 quid or something like that. Maybe I've made that up. It's less than 20 quid if you get the whole thing. But I like the disc editions, so I think I'll probably wait till November.
See, it's like I don't like watching a show, a TV programme, when it comes out every week.
You've got to blitz it all.
Yeah, I just want to have it all to go through.
Well, so I've got The Walking Dead Season 2 to go through at some point. Actually, I might do that. I'm playing Grim Fandango at the minute. We'll come on to what we're playing in a minute. I'm playing Grim Fandango at the minute, but I need something to keep me tired until Evolve comes out.
So be playing lots of Evolve. That's what I need to play. What I'm playing.
Have you seen any of the have you seen any of the stuff about the Walking Dead, the Telltale stuff?
Well, so I think I played the demo on Xbox 360.
Did you?
The first one.
Oh, bloody hell! Hang on. The Telltales.
What? Telltale one. Yeah.
Okay. Wait. Was there a demo for that?
Yeah.
No, there wouldn't have been. When did you get rid of your 360?
When I got my one.
You're thinking of a different game. Because Telltale's...
Not with Clem.
No, that's Walking Dead. I'm talking about Game of Thrones.
You're talking about Game of Thrones?
I'm talking about Game of Thrones. That's what's coming out, Game of Thrones.
Yeah. I thought you just started randomly talking about Walking Dead.
We did change the conversation. Maybe I didn't make it clear that we would change it back.
Anyway, Game of Thrones. Have I played it? No, I haven't.
Have you seen anything? Have you seen these trailers?
Yeah.
They look pretty awesome. It's like House Forrester. There are a couple of them are up on the site at the minute, but they look pretty interesting.
Game of Thrones is very well suited to that style, isn't it?
Well, it's weird you say that though, because it's not shell shaded.
I just meant the sort of that
episodic
gameplay. Yeah, episodic gameplay.
Apparently, it's really brutal as well. But I'm going to wait.
So is Game of Thrones.
Yeah, I suppose absolutely. Evolve DLC was announced and just confused the hell out of everybody. I was going to write down all the things, but I couldn't be bothered because it's quite a list. Basically, a lot of shit has been going on the internet about how the developers of the game. I want to say Turtle Rock. Is that wrong? Turtle Rock. Is that right?
Yeah,
that's right. Okay, Turtle Rock. I want to say Turtle Rock, but I think it's more 2K. The publishers have basically got all this DLC that's coming out with it, and they announced it all and how much it was all costing, and the internet just blew up with backlash because it was all really expensive, and they were just like, why we're spending, I think it's mainly in America, they were like, we're spending $60 on the game, and then you expect us, they had one monster which was $15, and they were like, why would we spend $15 on one monster? It's just ridiculous. And then other bits and pieces, and if you pre-order you get this, and if you do blah 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 blah. But 2K are standing by their decision, and it is as it is. So a lot of people have cancelled their pre-orders, and it'll be interesting to see if. I mean, I really want Evolve to do well because I like the premise. I played the beta; it was really fun, and big fan of Left 4 Dead series. So I'm really looking forward to it, but I'm worried that it's going to be one of these things that's maybe really popular for about couple of months, and then just kind of a bit like Titanfall. Yeah, really popular, and then just goes.
Yeah, well, but I haven't seen too much of the like different game modes from what I've read.
It's all the same.
They've said there's actually a few things that could. There's a few game modes that could change it, but yeah, I mean, it might be a game where there's a limited sort of replayability to it. But, I mean, that DLC is just ridiculous. It makes a season pass look reasonable.
I've never bought a season pass. No, I don't think I ever will. Like, I can't... There isn't anything that I can see myself playing ever. I've never played a game really long term, apart from World of Warcraft. But even that was 6 months and then I got bored.
The only DLC I've ever bought is all the expansion stuff on Left 4 Dead 2.
That was because that was worth it. That was pretty much
it was
Left 4 Dead 1
cheap as well.
Yeah, and that was pretty much you got all the Left 4 Dead 1 maps with it. So yeah.
you get to play through it with all the new stuff too.
That was amazing.
But I mean, when you're looking at potentially like you're saying like $80 worth of DLC on a $60 game.
Yeah,
for us, you know, like it's gonna be like £50 on a £45 game or whatever. It's just absolutely outrageous.
It's just not.
What's the point?
Yeah, it's just not. It's just not worth it, really.
It's so like overtly money grabbing. It's not even trying to be subtle.
Yeah, it's not good. It'll be interesting to see how it does. I want to see all the reviews. I'm not going to cancel my pre-order because I do want to play it.
Yeah, I want to play
because it looks good fun. But I'm a bit dubious about it. Sort of its future, I suppose.
It's one of those things where. It could quite easily just like kill it. It could kill the game. People out of principle could just cancel it.
Just completely boycott it. I mean, Left 4 Dead 2 was completely boycott. Not completely boycott, but there was all that crap about it. And do you remember when the first one came out and then the second one came out literally the year after and loads of fans were really outraged. Yeah. They were like, what the fuck? You know, it's only been out a year. Why don't you support the first game more? Yeah, just a bit crazy. Sorry, my cat's just jumped up on the table. And he's going to try and do it again. Go away. Go on. That's it. Off with you. The Order 1886 has gone gold. Still a bit dubious about the Order 1886.
Yeah.
Just looks like Gears of War meets... Weird. Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah, pretty much.
I haven't really watched many gameplay videos. I watched the E3 stuff last year, but that was all a bit...
Very ropey. Stuff last year.
I know that some of the guys over at IGN saw some of the beginnings of it and weren't too impressed. I don't think anyone from Arcade City and none of the contributors are buying it. I don't think I
probably will, just because I like sort of third person.
Yeah, actually, I could see you getting it. Actually,
It's just one of the things that you buy it, you play through it, you sell it. You lose a tenner.
Yeah, it's done, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I'd be happy with that.
Yeah, nice and quick.
Yeah,
I'll probably wait for it to be a bit
multiplayer.
Cheaper.
Is it multiplayer?
God, that's a good question.
It looks like it from the game.
I'm going to guess no, but it could be wrong.
It looks like, even if it's not great to play, it looks like it might sort of show what the PlayStation 4 can do as a console. A bit like where games could be going. I don't know. That's maybe one of the impressions I've got.
Tony gets it.
Cat is
fucking cat. I'll wait till it's cheap. Club Nintendo is closing. You probably don't know anything about this because you don't really do Nintendos, do you?
No.
Basically, Nintendo had a point system where you every time you bought a Nintendo product, it came with some points. And you go onto their website and you register your points, and then the more points you get, they give you gifts, like free stuff.
Like a club card.
Pretty much. Same thing, yeah. It's like a Nectar card. They're closing it down and they're going to do something new from September. So at the minute, you can get really cool stuff on there, and they're encouraging people just to get rid of all their points. But I had a load of points, and then they wiped the whole system and everyone had to start again. Daylight robbery. Bastard money grabbing Nintendos, not much to say there really. It is what it is, and something new will come out, and then it will go from there. Borderlands: The Handsome Collection is announced for March the 27th. You never played Borderlands, have you?
No, I think funnily enough, Paul's the one that plays it.
Paul is the Borderlands man, yeah. He has, I'm pretty sure he's played both of them.
I think he has.
Definitely had the second one, because I remember going around and he had it on. Me and Wazzer played the first one together for a little bit. Then I got a bit bored, but he continued going, I think. But I'm quite tempted, because I was waiting for Borderlands 2 to come out on next gen, because I thought, oh, I bet it will do at some point, and then buy it cheap. I'm kind of half tempted to buy it, actually. But I've just finished Far Cry 4, and I've already... That's enough big open world shooter for me for a while. And Borderlands 2 is big open world shooter.
Yeah, see, I'm like, yeah, I just like... I don't want to go from one sort of genre to the other. It's nice playing something different.
You gotta switch it up a bit.
Yeah.
Keep the body guessing. Keep these thumbs guessing. That's what I like to do. But I think I put something like 45 hours into Far Cry 4.
Yeah. Yeah. Where am I going to find 45 hours to put into
Well, I did loads of side quests.
Yeah.
Loads of side quests. Yeah, pretty much everything that was available, I was like, yeah, I'll go and do that.
Yeah.
And then it got to a point where it got a bit boring, and I was like, right, I need to finish the story now, because I'm starting to lose interest a bit.
Yeah.
It does get like that. But that's a good game. We'll come on to that in a minute, because that's what I finished. Dying Light, the release dates were all a bit messed up with this, and there was lots of rumours about they didn't have enough discs, because it was due out, ladies and gentlemen, I'm pretty sure, on Tuesday in Europe. It's now Thursday. It was due out a couple of days ago, but it only got released as a digital download.
No.
The retail edition is coming at the end of February, because I heard that apparently they just didn't make enough discs, which I think...
That's quite comical.
Yeah, I don't think that's quite right. I think there's more to it than that.
Yeah.
But we were going to have a review out quite quickly with that, but we're going to wait, because... Tom is going to review it for us, and he's going to wait till he gets the retail edition to do so. But a lot of people, a lot of you won't really see many reviews online at time of recording this, because a lot of websites didn't get a pre-release code, so they couldn't, didn't get like a press one that they could review it beforehand. So a lot of sites are having to do it from the get-go. So a lot of the bigger sites, yeah, it's kind of like reviewing in progress.
Yeah.
So, but it looks quite interesting, Dying Light.
Mm.
I think I do want to give it a go, because I really like Dead Island.
I think it's something I'll pick up cheap.
Yeah. If you get the order and I get Dying Light, then we'll just swap.
Yeah.
We do swapsies quite a lot, don't we? Yeah, okay.
That works for me.
But yeah, it's out in, end of February for PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and Steam. As discs, and it's out now on PS4, Xbox One, and Steam. And the last bit of news, I knew this was going to be a quick podcast. Gearbox have said that they want to make Borderlands 3. So I don't know if you saw this. This was at PAX South, which was last week. Gearbox came out and basically said that they really want to make Borderlands 3. But they want to get more... They're not making it at the minute, but they want people to get involved with making it. So they were literally, quite literally, advertising for artists and stuff to come forward and help them out on it. So, which is quite nice, because this new Borderlands collection is coming out, but then I don't think we're going to see Borderlands 3 for the next maybe 2 to 3 years, by the sounds of that. So I think that's quite cool.
I'd pick it up on next gen.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What, Borderlands The Handsome Collection? Or Borderlands 3?
Maybe both.
Maybe both. It's good. It's really good co-op. You can play it 4-player.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm always good for some co-op.
Yeah, actually. We'll get Wazzer involved again. He'll play the second one with us.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll have to get him on Xbox One day.
I need to get internet. That would be
fantastic. Need to sort that out. So what's going on with that? Is it...
It's Openreach.
Is it just British Telecom?
It's Openreach. They need to connect the thing.
They haven't done it.
And they, for some reason, can only contact you once a week. I don't know.
What? They can only contact you once a week?
Well, that's what it seems to be.
That sounds ridiculous.
Yeah, so literally every time they ring, it's no progress, we'll ring you in a week. And if you ever wonder why you need competition in the market, this is it. Because with Open... Okay, once it's connected, that's fine, but until then, you've just got to wait. You can't just go to someone else and be like, can you please connect me?
I can imagine your dad just sitting at home going apeshit about all this.
Kind of, but yeah. He doesn't really need the internet.
No, I suppose. You got actually, you get good reception at your house, you get good 3G, and I'll get 4G at your house.
Do you?
I do, yeah.
I better get anything. Who are you with?
Do you not? I2.
Oh.
Yeah. No, wait. Vodafone.
Oh.
Yeah. I'd, yeah, I had 4G.
Oh.
Yeah, definitely
had 4G. Well, I get that.
Yeah, yeah. Upstairs, though, only in your room, no, which is where you hang out, so, yeah.
Yeah, I don't go. I'd get not 4G.
You know, I get the little blue circle. That's the news. News. Scrunch that up and throw it away. Till next time, news. Upcoming releases. What we got? Dying Light. I've already talked about that. Terraria. That comes out on January 30th. We spoke about that last time. Mm. It's like Minecraft, but 2D and it's cool. Life is Strange. Episode 1. That comes out on January the 30th. We've got Game of Thrones, which we already spoke about. That's 3rd of Feb. And Evolve.
Sweet, sweet Evolve.
Sweet, sweet Evolve. And I was just notified a little bit earlier about some of the new stuff coming out for February's PlayStation 4 and...
Ooh, I didn't see that.
So there is... I'm going to shout them out to you. I'm going to shout them out to you. And do a bit of cutting as well. We've got... There is... On PlayStation 4, there's a Apatheon. Apatheon, which is basically
That looked quite cool.
Yeah, it looks awesome. It's basically... it almost looks like you're on a... You're on a vase. So
yeah.
It's like a Greek painting.
Yeah, yeah.
It's been out on PC for ages, and I remember seeing a concept video of that about 3 years ago and thinking, this looks fantastic, but then nothing really from its instinct.
I think I need to renew my PS Plus.
Is it running out?
I did a 3-month one.
You did?
Because I was really tight at the time.
You need to keep doing that. PlayStation 3 owners get Thief and Yakuza 4. PlayStation 4, you get Apotheon, and you also get... what is it? The Bastion developed one, Transistor, as well, which is the one where you basically just run around with a big sword.
Cool.
So yeah, that's that. And that's pretty much it. Vita, you get some, you get Rogue Legacy and Kick and Fennec, which I've never heard of before. So sorry, I'm back.
That Apotheon will be good.
Yeah, I'm looking really forward to that.
Yeah,
that's literally I'm going to play that on Sunday.
Means I need to. So I'm on PS Plus.
Yeah, we need to play that, absolutely. So that's upcoming releases. What are you playing at the minute? What are you doing?
Trying to play Far Cry 4. I'm a bit swamped at work at the minute.
Yeah, you've got a lot going on with revision and things.
But yeah, where possible, Far Cry 4. Really enjoying it, actually. Took over my first, like, 4 or whatever. Mm. It was really cool. I was tried doing it really stealthy. And I made like one mistake, so I just had to go all guns blazing, like grenades and shit.
It's funny when you got the internet, we could do co-op. Me and Dan play at co-op, one of my mates, Dan, and we try and attack the fortresses from like different sides, and I'd be like, right, we'll go really sneaky, really sneaky. And we're both there, and I can see him on my peripheral vision because I've got like this syringe, it lets me see like all the enemies and stuff. And it's just really funny, we'll be doing it, and like, we'll be like aiming our bows, I'll be like, 1, 2, 3, go, let go of the boat, like, yeah, got him. And then all of a sudden it'll just flash up on my screen, partner has been detected, and then you just hear down the mark, oh, fucking hell. Everyone's like,
what's happening? Well, what happened with me, I was doing really well, I was just using the throwing knife, picking them off, going collecting it, moving on to the next one. I thought I'd beaten everyone. I went to go untie this hostage, and there was just a guy waiting for me there.
Really?
Just didn't see him for some reason. I thought I killed everyone, and then he... suddenly alerted everybody.
Oh, I hate it.
Like, loads of people turned up, so I had to blow up a couple cars and...
I hate it when that happens.
It all went down.
You get to a point later in the game as well where throwing knives, you can't really use them.
Really?
Yeah. Because as you... Without spoiling too much, as you progress further out the game, it gets harder, so they start wearing more body armour.
Yeah.
So you get to these points where everyone's wearing body armour, you can't use throwing knives.
You just got to shoot them.
You can.
With bows.
You got to get in the head every time. That. Even bows don't work. You've got to just aim for the head all the time. So... Does get
quite looking forward to it. Yeah. Like I said, I'm really enjoying it, but I just at the minute struggling to find time.
Yeah, it's difficult, isn't it?
Sunday gonna have a big session on it.
Do it, just smash it out. I finished Far Cry 4. I smashed Resident Evil when that came out. So Resident Evil came out about a week ago. Played as Chris, did the whole thing, very good. I think my play time was 10.5 hours. Brilliant game. Fucking love Resident Evil. There's not much more to say about that. I love it. And playing Grim Fandango at the minute.
Have you actually started playing it?
Yeah. I'll show you in a bit. Yeah, it's good. It's nice because it's... we'll have a review of it for that shortly by Glenn. But it's nice because it's... it's an old Tim Schafer point and click adventure. It was the last one he did whilst he was at LucasArts before he went a bit quiet and dormant. But it's just really funny.
Mm.
But it's one of those puzzle games where like some of the puzzles aren't evidently obvious, and you've got to just like use your imagination. And sometimes you have to think about things like, I've come across a puzzle, what would be the stupidest answer to this? And that's normally the answer. So it's, it can be a bit like that, really.
How much is it?
It is, I think I paid $14.99. I think I might have that wrong. Maybe it was $11.99.
Yeah.
It's less than 15 quid, I think. But it's good fun. It's worth it. Yeah.
So after Far Cry 4, I'm going to try and stick to some older
school.
Just like smaller games.
Yeah.
Some of the things that you can't constantly play like 40-hour games.
Far Cry 4 was a beast. Yeah. 45 hours. God, I don't even remember where all my time went on that.
I mean, last game I really invested loads of time in. GTA, I actually probably finished that quicker than I did other games, just because I played a lot of the story. I think it was probably Shadow of Mordor.
Shadow of Mordor, what a game.
I played a lot of that. I didn't realise how much I was playing.
Chris Please, who contributes to Arcade City, he did 100% of that. Did you see his post on our contributors page?
Yeah.
My word.
100%.
100% completed Shadow Mordor. That is awesome. What are we working on for the site at the moment? We are doing some Let's Plays.
Yep.
We're doing Lara Croft with Paul and Wazza. We're doing... You're playing Resident Evil.
Yes.
And we've got some more stuff coming up with you soon, haven't we? With your little segments that we're getting you to play games that you've never touched before.
Despite having an English degree, I'm probably doing the least amount of writing.
Yeah, we need to sort that out.
I've got my hands full editing.
Yeah, and you do a lot of proofreading as well, so that's cool. That's pretty much it. There isn't much coming up soon. Questions, question time. Questions. So this question comes from a guy called James in Essex, and he says, "Hi Matt, Martin, Paul," and he put Washer. I'm assuming he means Wazza. What's the most amount of time you've ever spent on one single game? I clocked in over 90 hours on Dragon Age, and I'm still going strong. Cheers, James in Essex. Mine. What's the most amount of time you've ever spent on a game?
It's gonna be like. No, it's not going to be Left 4 Dead. Okay. Although I'd spent a lot of time on that game.
What are you going to say?
It's going to be like one of the old Pezzers.
Pro Evolution Soccer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if you can count football games. Because you do, actually. Maybe you can.
It would have been one of them. Like, back when I was young, on like PlayStation 2.
Okay, let's not include sports games.
Okay.
So not FIFA or Pez. What do you reckon? I know what my answer is.
World of Warcraft.
No. Yes, it is World of Warcraft. I must have put probably about 500 hours into it.
Oh my god.
But not including World of Warcraft, probably the next biggest thing was I played Final Fantasy X when I was at college, and I remember my clock out being 87 hours on that. That's when I was at college and I had free periods. Just go home and play Final Fantasy X.
That's a really good question. The reality probably...
Maybe it is Left 4 Dead.
Or...
What?
It could be like Call of Duty World at War.
Yeah?
Back in the day, you spent a lot of time...
Including multiplayer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think World of Warcraft does... Yeah, that's about 500
hours. I spent a lot of time on World at War.
In fact, I'm quite interested to find out what my total play time is on World of Warcraft, because I still know all my account details. I could look into it. I reckon you could find out quite easily. But my problem is I don't want to go back on, so I bet I just get sucked back into it again and I'd just be like, oh, if I just play for 5 minutes and turn into 50 hours.
Yeah, I don't tend to play games to death so much.
I do.
I get my enjoyment out of them and then that's fine. Because I think there's like Assassin's Creed 2. I was like going around like getting collectibles and after all, I just thought, why am I doing this? I'm not enjoying. All I'm doing is running over to a place, picking up something, and running to the next place.
You get people who just want to do like 100% of everything, don't they? But so then I suppose you get where you start doing it too much, and then if you don't progress down the story, you do get bored. Like Mark Burry, our news contributor, is a great example of this. I know he had Assassin's Creed 4, and he did most of the northern part of it. before he got access to the South. And then I think he just got a bit bored and kind of fell out of love with it, because he'd spent a lot of time doing side missions to the point where he was just getting bored. And then I'm sure he'll correct me for being wrong, but that's my perception of what happened with him. And then he just never finished it, and then he sold it, and he'll go back to it again. He'll pick it up when it's cheap, I'm sure. But there is that danger of, I think, spending too much time on side missions that you get you tend to lose the plot a bit, and then you just can't be bothered anymore because you've just played it to death.
That's why I did a lot of, I mean, I did a few side missions on GTA, but the story of missions are really fun. I just wanted to get to the next heist all the time, because the first one's like, holy shit, I need to get to the next one of them. And like, then it's just like with GTA, you don't even need to do side missions. The fun is just blowing up prostitutes with bazookas and stuff.
Well, that is fun. Yeah. I didn't do that, to be honest.
No, I am less of a psycho on GTA now.
Cool. I think that's it. It's just a short one today.
It was a short one.
It's just the two of us. But head over to www.arcade-city.com to check out everything over there. Thanks for listening. Remember to like and subscribe. The podcast goes live every other Friday on iTunes and podomatic.com. You can tweet us at arcadecityuk, and Facebook is facebook.com/arcadecityuk. YouTube is youtube.com/arcadecityuk, where you can see some pretty fucked up videos of us. And you can email us, as always, podcast@arcade-city.com. For everybody here, good night.
Good night.
Good night, New York.